Mesechtes Menachos, Daf Ayin Vav, the top line on Daf Ayin Vav Min Aleph, after the Mishnah, and the Mishnah begins, Kol Menachos Tu'unai Sholish Meir Shifa, V'chomish Meir Be'ita, Shifa Be'ita Bechitin, Rabbi Yisya Amin Be'batzek. And the Mishnah teaches us that when preparing a mincha, one is required to rub it 300 times, and one has to bang it 500 times. And the Mishnah explains that there's machlekes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yisi as to at what stage they would do Shifa and Be'ita, as the Tanakhama holds that this was specifically done when it was actually wheat and before it was ground into flour. The Gemara will have a question as to what Rabbi Yisi means, and the Gemara will come out, Rabbi Yisi means that this was specifically done when it was already turned into a dough. Ayin Rashi explains, Shifa, Shemeshashish Achitin Ben Yodri L'Kli, Lefida Tanakama, one would rub the grain between his hands and a Kli, and Lefida Tanakama, this was done, Shtei Necha Kli Pasal Hashir, that would be easy to remove the shell and remove the husk from the wheat, and when they will grind the wheat, then the husk will fall off easily. And Rashi continues, Elfi Rabesi, Oya Botzek et Heshayna, that he did this to the dough in order that the dough should be uniform and should be smooth. And Rashi continues, Beita, Boyet, Boyveya, Grefer, Kader Hagabolim, that they were pounded with their fist like the kneaders do, Oy Boyve Pasiode, Samach Luzoya, or with the bottom of his palm. And Rashi continues, Lishnachrina, Beita Beregal, that this was done with the heel of his foot. And as the original Rashi states, Shifa, Shemeshav Shepiyode, and that this was the way they needed a dough. And the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda teaches us that all menachos came from 10 different chalais, aside for the lechem apanim and the chavitei kohen gadol, that each came from 12 chalais. The 12 chalais of lechem apanim were left on the shulchan for the entire week, and the Kohen Gadol brought half of his mincha in the morning and half of his mincha in the afternoon, and the total chalas that he brought were 12 chalas. However, the Mishnah continues, Rav Meir Omer, Kulam Boyish Shtei Mesrei, Chutz Michalas Teidu Nazirish, Shem Boyish Esa Esa, and Rav Meir is Chilek on Rav Yehuda, and he holds all the menachos are brought as 12 chalas, just like the Lechem Aponim and the Chavitei Kohen Gadol. However, each of the four minim of the chalas that are brought with the Korban Teida, as well as the chalas and Rekikin that Nazir brings when he finishes his Naziris, are the exception to this rule, and each of them are only brought with 10 chalais. Ayin Rashi, Kol Menachos Boyis Esa Esa Chalais, O Mincha Setzelus Nami, Avagad the Kredim Afinik Metzes, Afilu Hachi Esa Chalais Kavdilei, that even the Mincha Setzelus, where the Kmitza is done before it's actually baked, even so it is a requirement to have 10 chalais. Ayin Rashi, in Dafnun Tesem and Aleph, Dilba Maskel, Kolecha Litlan, where Ayin Rashi, in Pashas Vayikra, in Perak Beis, Pasuk Vav, Rashi states, that the Mincha Seilis was not broken up into 10 chalais, Ayin Shom. Our Gemara begins that our Mishnah told us that there's a requirement of 300 shifais and 500 be'itais, which is a ratio of 3 to 5. And our Gemara brings a braisa, Tana, we learned a braisa, Shaf Achas Boy Shtayim, Shaf Shtayim Boy Sholosh, that you first rubbed it once, and then you pounded on it twice, and then you rubbed it twice, and you pounded on it three times. Then you continue with this procedure, which is a ratio of 3 to 5. And they continue with this procedure until they did 300 shifais and 500 beitais. The Gemara continues, by Rabbi Yemir, that Rabbi Yemir had the following shayla bin the gate of shifais, as I'm two of asuya chad, I do my two of asuya trey, my, what is the halacha? And the Gemara ends off teku. Rabbi Yemir had a shayla that since Rashi at the top and Amid stated that when doing shifa, we will meiluchu mevi be pisis yodai, so when a person goes back and forth, would that be considered one shifa, or would that be counted as two shifais? The Gemara is not pushing the shayla, and the Gemara ends teku. Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah that brought a machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yisi, as the Mishnah stated, Shifu be'ita b'chitin, Rabbi Yisi oimim b'botek, and the Gemara has a shayli, boilu b'botek v'lei b'chitin oidilma af b'botek, that since Rabbi Yisi stated b'botek, over pashas it's mashmari is chilka and Tanakama, and he holds that the Shifu and b'ita was done on the b'botek and was only done on the dough and not on the wheat. However, it also could be mashmar that he's going back on the words of the Tanakama, and the Tanakama stated that Shifu and b'ita is done on chitin, so Rabbi Yisi adds that not only is it done on chitin, but it's also done on the dough. The Gemara continues and brings a raya from a braisa that when Rabbi Yisi stated b'botzek, he means to be chil completely on a Tanakama, whereas the Tanakama stated that it's done specifically on chitin, and Rabbi Yisi states that it's done specifically on botzek. At Tashma, the Tani we learned to the braisa that the Tanakama holds shifa ubi'ita b'chitin, that shifa and b'ita are done specifically on the chitin. However, Rabbi Yisi aimer shifa ubi'ita b'botzek, that shifa and b'ita are specifically simply done on Batzek. And Mefarshim explained that even though it seems that Rabbi Yossi says the same thing in our Mishnah, however, in our Mishnah, he only states the word Bebatzek, so therefore it's Mashman, it's going back on the words of the Tanakhama. However, since in the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi repeats the words, Shifu Beita, so it's Mashman, he's completely being Chaylik on the Tanakhama, and he holds that it specifically has to be done on dough and not on Chitin. And our Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, as the Mishnah told us, Kol Menachis Boyis Esa, Chutz Melechem Apanim Vechavite Koyin Gadol, Shein Boyis Shteim Esrei, Div Rabbi Yehuda. Before we continue, let us point out that the Torah speaks about the Lechem Apanim in Pashas Emor. The Pasuk states, Vilkach the Seilus Vefisa Isa Shteim Esrei Chalois, Shnei Esrei Nimiya Chala Achas. The Torah specifies that there are 12 Chalois, and a few Psukim later in Pasuk Test, the Pasuk states, Vahis La'aron Levona Vachlu B'makum Kadosh, Ki Kodesh Kadoshim Huloi Me'ish Hashem Chakoylam. And B'negei the Chavite Koyin Gadol, the Pasuk states in Pashas Sad, that Koyin HaMashiach Tachto Mibona V'yasa Isa Chakoylam L'Hashem Kol Toktar. Our Gemara begins that how do we know the Lechem HaPanim required 12 chalois? How do we know that the Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol was also brought from 12 chalois? The Gemara states, Lechem HaPanim Behedik Sebei, and Lechem HaPanim, the Pasuk in Pashas Emor, explicitly stated that there is a requirement of 12 chalois, as we just saw, and Chavit Kohen Gadol Asech Hukachukim Lechem HaPanim, and the din of the Chavit Kohen Gadol we learn from the Lechem HaPanim, as we have Xer Shava from the word Chukah that states B'negei Lechem HaPanim Pashas Emor, and the word Chukah that states B'negei Chavit Kohen Gadol in Pashas Sav. However, the Gemara continues, Kol Menachis Debois Esa Minolon. What is Rabbi Yehuda's Makar? All other Menachis are brought from 10 Chalois. The Gemara explains, Gavim Lachmi Taida, and we learn a Mamitzinu from the din of Lachmi Taida to all other Menachis, and Malalon Esa Afkan Esa, just like we will learn in Daf Ayin Zayin and Aleph, that each of the four Minim of Lachmi Taida were 10 Chalois. Therefore, the same applies by all Menachis, and all Menachis are also brought from 10 Chalois. And as Rashi states, Me Lachmi Taida, Debois Esa Esa, the Hasam Pshitalon Perakat Taida, and as we will see on Daf Ayin Zayin and Aleph, that the Torah teaches us that we have to take off one lechem of each min and give it to a kohen, and just like Chumas Maisa is 1 out of 10, therefore by the Lachmi Toida, the Matana to the kohen is also 1 out of 10, and therefore we see that each min had 10 chalois. However, the Gemara now continues and asks, V'leilof Melechem Apanim, that wise Rabbi Yehuda learned the din of regular mincha from Lachmi Toida, if he should compare it to the Lechem Apanim, and just like the Lechem Apanim have 12 chalois, so maybe there should be a requirement to have 12 chalois by all menachos, and Malalon Shtei Mesrei, Afkan Shtei Mesrei. However, the Gemara explains, Mistavro milach mitoida have little melev, shekin yochid have misnadev shem and nifsal shloi b'shabes v'shloi b'tumo. That makes sense that we should learn all menachos from lach mitoida, as all menachos and the lach mitoida are similar to each other in regard to 6 points. As number one, the lach mitoida as well as all menachos are generally a carbon yochid, whereas the lechem apanim is a carbon sibar. Number two, a general mincha as well as the lach mitoida are brought as nedavos, whereas the lechem apanim is a chayv on the tzibar. Number three, most menachos, as well as the lachmei toida, brought with shemen, and shemen is not used for the lechem apanim. Number four, by all menachos and the lachmei toida, the nifsel belina, once they're left overnight, mashenkin lechem apanim, are not nifsel belina. They are kept from week to week, and as Rashi states, av lechem apanim lo na shulcha mishabbos for Shabbos. Number five, a korban toida and general menachos are not deich Shabbos. And number six, the korban toida, as well as general menachos, cannot be brought betumma, while the lechem apanim is deicha Shabbos and deicha tumma, and therefore we compare the lachmi toida and all menachos, and just like the lachmi toida, boyis esa eser, therefore general menachos are also boyis esa eser. If the Gemara is bothered, adarabim melechem apanim avleilu melev, shkein hegdish ulevoinu matzav etem, and why don't we compare general menachos to the din of lechem apanim, as they're similar to each other in the following 4 ways. Number one, the lechem apanim and general menachos are kachi kachim, whereas the lachmi toida are kachim kalim. Number two, general menachos are brought with levina, and the lechem apanim are also brought with the shtei bezicha levina, while the lachmi toida did not come together with levina. And number three, whereas general menachos and the lechem apanim are brought only for matzah, however, as we know, one of the 4 minim of lachmi toida are specifically made as chametz. Number four, whereas the lechem apanim and general menachos are brought by themselves, and they're not brought together with the carbon, however, as we know, the lachmi toida come together with the shlamim and come together with the carbon toida. Therefore, we should compare the din of all menachos to the lechem apanim, and just like the lechem apanim come from 12 chalais, the same should apply by all menachos. However, the Gemara answers Hanach Nefishin that all menachos and lachmi toida have 6 similarities, while all menachos and the lechem apanim only have 4 similarities. Therefore, we learn a mamatzinu from lachmi toida to all menachos, and we don't learn a mamatzinu from lechem apanim to all menachos. The Gemara continued that we previously stated that the way that we know know that Chavite Kohen Gadol come from 12 Chalais is based on the Gzeirah Shava from Lechem Aponim. The Psukim in Pashas Emor as well as in Pashas Tzav both use the word Chukah. Our Gemara now continues in ESV Sfilo on Dov HaLam of Gzeirah Shava Chayzum Lam and Vinyan Av Nail of Mechavite Kohen Gadol. If we hold like one side in the Gemara Masechtas Zvachim, that even if something is learned from Gzeirah Shava, you can still learn from that din based on a Binyan Av. L'chay, we should compare the din of all Menachos to the din of the Chavite Kohen Gadol, and just like the Chavite Kohen Gadol brought from 12 Lechem, so the same would apply by all Menachos. And Malalon Shtei Mesrei Avkan Shtei Mesrei. The Gemara first answers Mistavrim Lachmi Toida have a little Melev that it makes sense that we should learn all Menachos from the dinim of Lachmi Toida, and just like Lachmi Toida have 10 Chalos, therefore all Menachos have 10 Chalos. As once again, there are 6 similarities between all Menachos and the Lachmi Toida, which are not found by the Gate of Chavite Kohen Gadol, and 4 of these similarities will be exactly the same as we learned before, and 2 of these similarities will be different. And 2 of the original similarities between Lachmi Toida and general Menachos, which did not apply to Lechma Panim, not relevant over here, because not only are they found by all Menachos and by Lachmi Toida, but they're also found by the Chavite Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara brought 6 similarities as number 1, both Lachmi Toida and all Menachos are brought by a headed, with a Chavite Kohen Gadol brought by a Kohen Gadol. Number 2, the general Menachos and Lachmi Toida are brought as an Adava, while the Chavite Kohen Gadol is a Chayv and a Kohen Gadol every single day. And number 3, whereas all Menachos and Lachmi Toida, the entire Mincha is brought at one time. However, as we know, the Chavite Kohen Gadol were brought Machtzitz Ba'Beker, Machtzitz Ba'Arev. Number 4, by all Menachos as well as by Lachmi Toida, the Psol Pigol and the Chiyuv Koris is Noyig. As Rashi points out, Trei Kremitz Matiran, over Chol Dovish Yishla Matiran, Pigol Noyigboy. However, since there is no Kmitza by the Chavite Kohen Gadol, as it's Kulei Kolol, therefore the Chiyuv Koris and the Din of Pigol is not Noyig by the Chavite Kohen Gadol. Once again, number 5 and number 6 is both by Lachmi Toida and all Menachos, they are not Deicha Shabbos or Tumah, while the Chavite Kohen Gadol are Deicha Shabbos and is Deicha Tumah. And as we pointed out in this list, we don't mention Yochid and Shemen. Not only are the Lachmi Toida and all Menachos a Korban Yochid and also come with Shemen, but the Chavite Kohen Gadol is also a Korban Yochid and is also brought with Shemen. However, the Gemara now is Adrabba, me Chavite Kohen Gadol have a little Melev, Shekeni Sarin Kli, Hegdish Ulubaina, Matzav Etzim, Agosh of Ishim, Vahan Fishin. There are actually 8 similarities between the Chavite Kohen Gadol and all Menachos that do not apply to Lachmi Toida. And since we find 8 similarities between the Chavite Kohen Gadol and all Menachos, and we only find 6 similarities between the Lachmi Toida and all Menachos, so L'chay, we should learn all Menachos from the Chavite Kohen Gadol, and just like we bring 12 Chavite Kohen Gadol, therefore, by all general Menachos, we should also bring 12 Chalos. The 8 similarities between the Chavite Kohen Gadol and all general Menachos are as follows. Number 1, the Chavite Kohen Gadol and all Menachos are brought from a Yisarin of flour. As we will see in the Mishnah in the next parag, the Lachmi Toida are brought from 10 Kabin Yushlaimis. Number 2, a Kli is Mekadesh all Menachos as well as the Mincha of the Chavite Kohen Gadol, whereas the Lachmi Toida did not become Kaddish B'Kli and is Kaddish through the Shchita of the Zavach. Number 3, all Menachos as well as the Chavite Kohen Gadol are Kachi Kachim, whereas the Lachmi Toida are Kachim Kalim. And number 4, all Menachos and the Chavite Kohen Gadol are brought together with Levoina, and the Lachmi Toida do not have Levoina. Number 5, all Menachos and the Chavite Kohen Gadol are only brought from Matzah, while 1 min of Lachmi Toida are specifically brought from Chametz. And number 6, all Menachos and the Chavite Kohen Gadol are brought by themselves and do not come together with the Korban, whereas the Lachmi Toida come together with the Korban Toida and are specifically brought together with the Zavach. Number 7, all Menachos and the Chavite Kohen Gadol require Hagosha on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, while the Lachmi Toida do not require Hagosha. Number 8, at least part of all Menachos and the Chavite Kohen Gadol are brought on the Mizbeach and are burnt on the Mizbeach. And as we know, the Kmitz of all Menachos are brought on the Mizbeach, and the Chavite Kohen Gadol are Kulei Kolol, no part of Lachmi Toida are brought on the Mizbeach. And L'chayru, the Mamitzina should be between all Menachos and the Chavite Kohen Gadol, and all Menachos should require 12 Lechem. And ultimately, the Gemara answers, Hedi Mehedi Odiflei, that although it's true that there are many comparisons between the Chavite Kohen Gadol and all Menachos, however, the major comparison that we have to look at is the fact that Lachmi Toida and all Menachos are all a carbon of a headed, while the Chavite Kohen Gadol is specific and special carbon for the Kohen Gadol. Potentially, that's the reason why we bring 12 Chalais by the Chavite Kohen Gadol. However, we would ultimately compare all Menachos to the din of Lachmi Toida, and just like we bring 10 Chalais for each min by the Lachmi Toida, the same would be b'negei all Menachos. The Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah, as a Mishnah told us, Ramei is Chalik Rabbi Yehuda, and Ramei Oimek Kulim Boyish Tei Mesrei Chutz Michal's Teid Nazir Shem Boyish Esa Esar. Ramei holds hold that the din of all menachos are similar to the lechem apanim and the chavite kohen gadol, and they're brought from 12 chalos, and the only two exceptions are the lachmi toida, the menachos that are brought by a nazir. The Gemara begins, Micah Savar, and some point out that certainly the Gemara will not be asking a question, and therefore the proper guess should be my timer or some agos for a mayor, and a mayor holds isfir leidu dava lama begzir shava choizum lama bin yav yal bin chavita the kohen gadol the hadan nefishin. If a mayor holds like the tzadim mesechtes zvachim, and even if we initially learn something from Gzeir Shava, we can still learn from Mamatzinu, so then we will learn the din of all menachos from the din of the chavite kohen gadol, just like there are 12 chavite kohen gadol, as we learned to base on Gzeir Shava from the lechem apanim, based on Mamatzinu, the same would hold true by all menachos. And as the Gemara previously pointed out, that there are 8 similarities between all menachos and the chavite kohen gadol that do not apply to lachmi toidah, whereas there are only 6 similarities between all menachos and lachmi toidah that do not apply to the chavite kohen gadol. Ramei would not hold of the answer that we gave previously of headed mehedet other play. The Gemara continues, Isfir leidu dava lama begzeir shava in chayzum lama bin yav. If Ramei holds like the other tzadim mesechtes zvachim, that once something is learned from begzeir shava, we would not be able to learn another din from that din based on a mamatzinu. Therefore, we would not be able to learn a mamatzinu that would compare all menachos to the chavite kohen gadol. But even so, we could explain that Ramei holds that we actually compare all menachos to lechem apanim. And even though lefida tanakama we previously stated that there are 6 similarities between the lachmei toida and all menachos that do not apply to the lachma panim, and there are only 4 similarities between all menachos and the lachma panim that do not apply to lachmei toida, even though hanach nefishin, however, a mayor holds that we'd rather compare all menachos to lachma panim, since all menachos and the lachma panim are kachim kachim, so therefore it makes sense that we require more lechem while the lachmei toida is kachim kalim. Therefore, we wouldn't compare all the menachos to the lachmei toida. The Gemara continues that the Mishnah stated that Lefira made it with 2 exceptions, Chutz min Lachmi Taidu Nazir, Shem Boyes Esa Eser. The Gemara explains, Lachmi Taidu Behedik Sebu, that the Makar that the Lachmi Taidu Boyes Esa Eser is Mefurish in the Pasuk, and even though it's not Mamish explicit in the Pasuk, that is a requirement for 10 Chalois, and as Rashi brings down for the Gemara and Daf Ayin Zayim and Beis, the Torah teaches us, B'degay Lachmi Taidu, that one has to take off Truma for the Kohen, and one has to give him 1 Lechem. We learn in Zayir Shava from the Truma that states by Trumas Maisa, and Malalon Echme Asura, Afkan. However, it's as if it states a mefurish in a pasuk, and the Gemara continues Nazirus. And how do we know that the mincha of Nazir is also an exception and is only a requirement for 10 chalos? On Mamar, as we learned in the Braisa, that the pasuk in Pashat Tzav in the gate of carbon toida states, Al chalos lechem chomitz yakov karbonoi al zevach toida shlomov, and the word shlomov is extra, the rabbi shalmi nozer, and that comes to teach us that not only are the lachmi toida boyis esa eser, but the karbonis mincha of the nozer are also boyis esa eser, and as Rashi states, Rabbi Shalmi Nozer, L'chol Din Lachmi Toido, L'asar Kabin Shleimis, V'lechetzi Leg Shemem, V'shiu Bais Esa Eser, Ayin Shom. The Gemara now continues that although we learned in our Mishnah that there's a requirement for 10 chalos by the Lachmi Toido, however, Amar Abtuvi Bakista Amishmuel, Lachmi Toido Shafon, Abu Chalis Yotza, that Bidi Evid, if one baked Lachmi Toido has 4 chalos and 1 of each min instead of 10 of each min, then they will be Yotza. The Gemara is, V'abayin Aboyim, that L'maisi we know that there's a requirement for 40 chalos by Lachmi Toida, 10 of each min. However, Zokta Gemara, Lemitzvah, in the Chanami, although the Chachil is a requirement to bring 40 chalois, and it was a requirement to bring 10 chalois of each min. However, Bidiyeved, if one brought 1 chala of each min, then there will be Yitza. And the Gemara is bothered by Yafushi Trumunayu, and we already mentioned that the Torah tells us that there's a requirement to give 1 of the chalois to a Kohen. If one only made 1 chala of each of the minim, then how would he be Yitza of Mitzvah Truma? How would he be able to give 1 chala of each min to the Kayin? The Gemara points out, V'chitim with the mafish mikol chod v'choda, and if you will tell me that he will actually take a little piece and 10% of each of the chalais, and he will give that to the Kayin, and he will still be giving the same amount to the Kayin, instead of giving 1 out of 10 chalais, he would actually only give a 10th of each chala to the Kayin. However, since we know that the Pasuk in Pashat Tzav in the Gei of Karbon Toida states, V'hikri menu echor mikol karbon chumal Hashem la'kayin, azerik is dam Hashem lo'yia, as we will learn in the Brisa on Daf Ayin Zayin Beis, that when the Pasuk states Echad, we learn out Echad Amrachmona Shloyito Paros, that the Pasuk is teaching us that one must give a full challah to the Kohen, and you can't give him a part of the challah as his Truma, and if so, how would one be Yotze the Chiyuv of Truma when one only makes 1 challah for each min, and only makes a total of 4 challahs? And the Gemara answers that for Shinu Belisha, as the original Rashi explains, that for Shinu Belisha calls Man Shein Isa, Veshuv Osa Challah Shleimus Lavi Paros, and in the case of Shmuel, one actually made all the dough while it was still dough, he took off Truma, and that part he was going to give a Kohen of each min. Then he formed all the rest of the dough into four chalais. Therefore, each of the four chalais are full chalais, and they're shleimais, and they're not prusais. Therefore, he was Yotzei's chiv of Truma. Gemara continues, Meisbei, that let us ask a question on Shmuel from the following Braisa. The Braisa teaches us, Kol Menachah Shiri B'Midas Chalasan, and Shiri B'Midas Chalasan, Kshirais, which means Lechem HaPanim, V'Chavite Kohen Gadol, V'Lachmei Toidav and Naziris, that all Menachahs, where one was Mab in the amount of chalais, or they were Mayat in the amount of chalais, then they still be kosher, aside from Lechem HaPanim and the Chavite Kohen Gadol, which is a requirement to have 12 chalais, and the Lachmei Toidav and Naziris, where there's a specific requirement to have 10 chalais of each min, and therefore how could Shmuel teach us that B'Dievet, if one only had 4 chalais of the Lachmei Toidav, then it would be Yitzah? And in Rashi, when the Brisa stated, Shiri Rabinus Chalosan, Shasan Yud Al Chalais or Yud Beis Chalais, they made 11 or 12 Chalais, or Shemir Shasan Tesha Chalais, that instead of 10 Chalais, he made 9 Chalais. And certainly, if one only made 1 Chal of each min, then it would not be valid. And the Gemara answers, and we continue on Daf Ayin Vav Beis, that Hud Omak Haitana, that Ein Chenami Shmuel's Chiluk on that Brisa, as Shmuel holds that the Tanakama the following Brisa, the Tani as we learned the Brisa, Kal Menach Shiri Rabinus Chalosan, and Shemir Rabinus Chalosan, Kshirais, Chutz Melechem Apanav Chaviti Kain Gadol, that the Tanakhama this Brisa is Chiluk on a previous Brisa, and the Tanakhama holds that Benegei all Menachos, including the Lachmei Toida, one made too many Chalais, or if one made too few Chalais, it would still be Kosher B'dieved. The only exception to this rule is the Lechem Apanav and the Chaviti Kain Gadol, that both have to be 12 Chalais. However, there is no exception by the Lachmei Toida, Shmuel holds like the Tanakhama, even if one would only have one Lechem of each min of the Lachmei Toida, there would be Yotze B'dieved. The Brisa continues, V'yeshemim, and some say, and this would be the Tana of the previous Brisa that we mentioned on Amud Aleph, the Af Lachmei Toida Naziris, that the same din applies by Lachmei Toida Naziris. One could not be Marbo, be Mamayat, in Lachmei Toida or Lachmei Naziris. And with Fidus Tana, not only is there a requirement to bring 12 Lechem Apanim and 12 Chavitei Kohen Gadol, but there's also a strict requirement to bring 10 Chalais of each min by the Lachmei Toida and by the Minchas Nazir. The Gemara continues and brings down the Shita Rav Huna, who teaches us a din, Benegei Minchas Mafei Tanar. As we previously learned, that based on the Shita of the Tanakama, there's a requirement to bring either 10 Chalais Matzis Beludos Bashemen or 10 Rikike Matzis Meshucha Bashemen. Rav Huna teaches us that that is only Lechatchila, but B'dieved Minchas Mafei Shafo Chala Achas Yotza, that if one brought only one Chala, then it would be Yotza, just like we saw Benegei most Menachos in the previous Brisa. However, Rav Huna continues and brings a makar for his halacha as my taima as matzis ksiv as in Pashas Vayikra when the Torah speaks about the minchas mafei tana. So the pasuk states chalis matzis belulus bashamen, and the word matzis is written chasid without above. Therefore, we see that b'dieved if you only bring one matzah, then you'll be yitzah. However, the Gemara continues maskler a pup and a pup is bothered that time the ksiv matzas haksiv matzis loy. It would seem that Rav Huna's makar is based on the fact that the Torah uses the term matzas chasar. But if the Torah would have used the term matzis malei, even b'dieved, one would not be yitzah unless they brought 10 chalais or 10 rikikin. And Rav Pup is bothered about gabi lachmi toida dechsev matzais v'am Rav Tuva bakista amashmua lachmi toida shafon abo chalais yitzah. Since in Pashas Tzav, b'negeda lachmi toida, the Torah uses the term matzais malei, b'negeda or for minim, and even so, Rav Tuva bakista taught us the name mashmua, that b'dieved, if one only brought one chala for each of the minim, then you'd be yitzah. And therefore we see that even if the Torah doesn't write the word matzais chasar, b'dieved, even one chala would suffice. And the Gemara answers, Ahi pliga, in a chenami, there's a machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Tuvi Bakista in the name of Shmuel. Before we continue with the next Mishnah, let us point out that the carbon mincha sa'ima was brought from new barley, and the carbon of the shtei lechem was brought from the new wheat, while the lechem apanim, which was brought every single week of the year, was brought from any wheat, and even from older wheat. As we will see, the metzias is that barley has more chaff than wheat, and in addition, new tfua has more chaff than old tfua. Our Mishnah begins, ha'imeh ha'yubo, yisari mishol yisayin, that the minchas ha'imeh, which was brought from barley and from new tfua, so they would initially start out with 3 saw of tfua. After they ground the tfua into flour, and they sifted the flour, they'd end up with an yisarin of flour, and shtei alechem, shtei yisrayinim, mishol yisayin, and the shtei alechem would come from 2 yisrayinim, and initially we start off with 3 saw, while they were only able to produce a yisarin of the best quality of barley flour from 3 saw, they were able to produce 2 yisarin of the best quality of wheat flour when they started off with the same 3 saw of wheat flour. While since the lechem apanim came from old wheat flour, so lechem apanim, esrim v'ab yisrayinim, esrim v'ab basayin, each of the 12 lechem apanim were made of of two Yisraelim, and therefore the 12 Lachmanpanim were made from a total of 24 Yisraelim, able to produce an Yisarin of the best quality of wheat flour, each sar that they started with, and therefore ultimately they ended off with 24 Yisraelim, even though they only started off with 24 sar. And as the Gemara begins, my time, and why is it that the Oimah was Bo Yisarin, Mishal Yisarin? And the Gemara explains, Kivin Mechadish Asi, Misarin Asi, Yisarin Muvchalo Asi, El Mishal Yisarin. As we explained, that since the Mechasa Oimah was produced from barley, and it was produced from fresh barley, therefore it would only yield one Yisarin of the best of the barley flour from the initial three sar of barley. And as the Gemara continues, Shtei Alechem, Shtei Yisrainer, Yis Mishal Yisarin, that the Shtei Alechem produced two Yisrainers of the best flour from three sar, and the reason is, Kivin Mechitin Asi, as since it came from wheat, which is better than barley, then Afagad Mechadish Asyon, even though this wheat was fresh, as it was brought on Shavuos, and therefore was still from fresh wheat, but even so, Shtei Yisraelis also Mishal Yisrael, that they were able to yield two Yisraelis from initial three Sar, and the Gemara continues, Lechem HaPanim, Esma Abba Yisraelis, Esma Abba Yisraelis, and as we explain, Mai Taima, Kivin Mechitin Asu, that first of all, since it was produced from wheat, Umi Yashin Asu, and also could come from older wheat, Yisar Mufcha Asu Misa, even if they only started off with a saw, they were able to yield a fully certain of the choicest flour and of high quality flour. And Ayin Rashi Miyoshin Asu Afilu B'Shosh Atfuah Chadasha. Even though the lechem upon him was produced every single week, even during times that they had new tefuah, Hari Yochel Lahavi Mina Yeshana, but they were able to bring from older tefuah as well. Ayin Sham. The Gemara now continues Tana Rabbanan that we learned in the Brisa. Rashi explains that even though we previously learned, but the evid if one brought less chalos or more chalos than they would be yitza, whether certainly the share of the Yisarin and the share of the amount of flour that has to be brought as a mincha is actually ma'akev. Therefore, the Brisa teaches us, call menachle sheribu b'midas Yisraina and oishamiyah b'midas Yisraina psulais, that any mincha that they increase the amount of flour or they decrease the amount of flour, then the mincha would be puzzled even b'diavad. And as Rashi states, sheribu b'midas Yisraina and shemad b'yisarin gadol oishanasin yisarin u'mechza psulais to have like koymetz nikmatz nami min achatzei ha'yaser v'nimse she'im yisarin koymetz sholem v'hav like koymetz chasav v'tzam the Brisa continues that although we just stated in the previous Mishnah that however, Zokta Brisa, if, for example, by the carbon oimer, one began the process with more than three sar, or they began with less than three sar, and the minchas oimer would still be kosher, and a similar din would apply to the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Aponim. And Rashi then continues and brings down a second shot, then the Reish of the Brisa, which stated, Rebub Midas Yisraelon, that would be Pasol, as referring to the Minchas Nesachim, and the Torah tells us exactly how many Yisraelim has to be brought with each animal. For example, as the Torah teaches us in Pashas Pinchas, Uminchasim Selis Bulu Bashaman, Shleish Yisraelim Lapar, Shnei Yisraelim La'ayil Tasu, and as Rashi states, in Rebub Dal Lapar, Shleish La'ayil Amid, then it would be Pasol, the Xeris Akosavu, Vasala Shneisen Upsulais, Alvason, Lav Xeris Akosavu, Xeris, and Rebub Amid, that the Kalin Sachami, Vyachal Shanais, Ayin Sham, and Ayin Taisis, who asks a question on the first Pshat of Rashi, and therefore he explains our Gemara like the second Pshat of Rashi. Before we continue, let us point out that when our Mishnah stated, Ha'im Ha'yubah, Yisar Mishar Yisarin, when the original Rashi, it's Mashma, and Diba Masal, Rebub Amid, the Son Shlen, when our Mishnah mentions three Sar, it's actually referring to three Sar flour, and the initial shear began after the barley was already turned into flour, once it was already ground into flour. However, Ayin the Rambam that explains that it's actually referring to three saw of actual barley and prior to being ground into flour, Ayin Sham. Next Mishnah will now continue to explain as to the process of sifting the flour in order to be left with the best Yisar in a flour that would be used for the Minchas Oimer. And as our Mishnah now continues, Ha'Oimer Ha'Yaminupa B'Shol Shesrim Napa, that the flour that would ultimately be used for the Karban Oimer was sifted 13 times in 13 different sieves, and Shtei Alechem Mishtei Mesrei, the Shtei Alechem which was made from wheat flour, which was more pure, only had to be sifted 12 times, and the Lechem HaPanim B'Yud Aleph, while the Lechem HaPanim, which number one was wheat flour, and number two was older flour, only had to be sifted 11 times in order to be able to get the best quality flour. Now in the original Rashi, where Rashi states that it's Halach L'Mishim Sinai, and therefore it would seem that this would be Ma'akev. The Mishnah continues, Rab Shimon Eimer, and Rab Shimon argues in the Tanakam, and he holds L'Hoyel and Kitzvah, that there was no share as to the amount of times that the flour had to be sifted. There was no share as to how many sieves they had to use. Al Sedus Menupa Kotzarka Hoya Mevi Shenem Avalakach Vaselus Vafisa Yisa Ad Shetei Menupa Kotzarka, One could even bring flour that already was sifted as much as needed. And as the Pasuk in Pashas Emma, B'negeir Lechem Apanim states, V'lekach Taselus V'esfisa Yisar Shteim Esrei Chalei Shnei Esreinim Yiyah Chalei Achas. And even though the words V'lekach Taselus means that you should take Selus, however we learned that you could even buy Selus Min Ashok, long as that Selus was properly sifted. The Gemara begins that the Tanakhama taught us that there was a requirement for the Selus of the Minchas Ha'imah to be sifted 13 times in 13 sieves. Our Gemara now continues and brings a brisa that explains exactly as to how the sifting process was completed. As our Gemara begins, Tana Rabbana, we learned the brisa, Bedaka Begasa, Bedaka Begasa. And as we will see in a moment, Rav Shimon ben Elazar will explain that they were bringing 13 different sieves, and we will refer to them as 1 through 13, and sieve number 1 had the smallest holes, and sieve number 13 had the largest holes. As Rashi explains, there are two different parts of the flour that cannot be used for the Omer, and it cannot be used for a Mincha. Certainly any part of the flour that is too large, considered a chaff, and therefore cannot be used for the Mincha. And in addition, if there was any part of the flour that was too thin, and that is what is called flour dust, that is also an inferior product, and would not be used for the Korban Mincha. Therefore, initially they would take all of the flour, and they would place it into a very thin sieve, and any dust that would fall through the sieves, that would no longer be used for the Mincha. It would then take whatever was left in the actual sieve, they would then put it through sieve number 13, which had the largest holes. Any piece of this wheat that was so large and would not pass through these holes was considered subin, and therefore would not be used for the Korban Mincha either. They would then take whatever went through the sieve, and they would once again take the remaining flour, and they would pass it through sieve number 2, and any flour which was so thin that it passed through sieve number 2 would also be considered inferior, and would be considered flour dust, and would not be used for the Mincha Soimer. Then they would take whatever was remaining in the sieve, and they would pass it through sieve number 12. Whatever remained in the sieve was considered subin and would not be able to be used for the mincha. They would continue to do this process in sieve number 3 and 11, 4 and 10, 5 and 9, and 6 and 8, and finally take the flour that was left and place it into sieve number 7. Whatever went through sieve number 7 was still considered flour dust. Ultimately, whatever remained in sieve number 7 was the asir seifa that was used for the korban mincha sa'imer. And as the Gemara continues, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Rav Shimon ben Elazar explains what we just mentioned of Bedaka Begasa, Bedaka Begasa, that Shalish Esri Napois, Hoyba Migdash, Zulu Maile Mizu, Vizulu Maile Mizu, Nel Yoyna Koyleta Subin, and Tachtoyna Koyleta Seiles, as we just explained in great detail. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, as Rav Shimon Omer, Loyahilan Kitzva, and our Gemara begins, Tanur Abanan, that we learned to the Braisa, that the Pasuk Negate Lechem on Parim states, Lokachta Seiles Velfisa Isa, and the fact that the Torah states, Velokachta Seiles Velfisa Isa, Melamin Shinakacha Seiles. So we see from here that one could even buy Seiles Min Ashok that was previously sifted, and the Braisa continues, Menayin Shafilu Chitin. How do we know that one could even buy Chitin, which would be cheaper, and then give it to the Gizbar? The Gizbar would grind it and also sift the flour. And as Rashi states, Menayin Shafilu Chitin, Yikachana Viasena Gizbar Seiles. The Braisa teaches us, Velokachta, that the Pasuk states, Velokachta, and we learn out Mikol Mokoim, as Rashi at Tapanam states, Velokachta Mikol Mokoim, Vavach Tezu Seiles Brewer, Bishasafia. The Braisa continues, Yochalap Bisham Menachis Kain. One may think that just like Bin and Gate Alechem Aponim, the Torah teaches us that you can even buy Chitin, and even though it's cheaper, so one may think that this would also apply Bin and Gate or Menachis, even a Yochid would be able to buy Chitin Menashok, and would not have to buy pre sifted flour, Talmud Lema Isa. So the Pasuk Bin and Gate Alechem Aponim specifically says that this applies only to Lechem Aponim and not to other Menachis. The reason why the Torah was makel by the Lechem Aponim and allowed one to even buy Chitin, which was cheaper, as Bepeyachi Seichon, since the Lechem Aponim was brought every single week, so therefore it would be cheaper by buying Chitin. The Torah did not require us to buy fine flour that was already pre-sifted. Gemara asks, "May Bepeyachi Seichon?" That what does it mean? Because you wanted to save money, and Amar Belaza Torah Chasam Amayin Shayisol, that the Torah actually had Rachmanis on the money of Klai Yisrael, and since the Lechem Aponim was brought every single week, therefore the Torah wanted to make it cheaper for us. However, by Korban Yochid, the Torah requires us to buy fine flour min Ashok. Gemara continues, Hecher Amiza, and where is the remez in the pasuk that the Torah is chasal amin shei Yisrael? The Gemara brings a pasuk in Pashas Chukas that states, Kachas hamata v'hakal sa'ida ata v'aron achicha v'dibatum al sela l'aneim v'nosem meimav and v'yitzetzel lehamayim min ha'sela v'shkisa sa'ida v'esbiram. The Torah did not have to tell us that they would have water for themselves as well as for the animals, and the reason why the Torah tells us that they would have enough water for the animals is because the Torah is trying to teach us that Torah chasal amin shei Yisrael, and the Torah is concerned about the behemoths of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, as Rashi states for lechem apanim shchiach b'chol Shabbos that since the lechem apanim was brought every single week, v'yesh behen esrim haba esreinim, and it also is brought from 24 esreinim, lefika chesar and gadolu, lefisha asel tanikach bin ashok yokem oid, v'yesha ached bin mistakeba, lefika nikach eschitin, avu minchas yachid leishchicha, v'chari sarinu leicheshin lechisarin, hadron loch ilu menachis nikmatzais, hadron loch ilu menachis nikmatzais, hadron loch ilu menachis nikmatzais, and we will stop over here.